digital world. Every day is game day.
This is
the future of radio in America.
The future of radio.
This is the future of radio.
The future of radio.
Rather extraordinary things.
Cyber Station USA.
100% Homeboy Radix Q.
To remake the world.
Broadcasting to the universe.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Revolutionizing radio.
This may be one of the greatest moments in history.
Welcome back, everyone, to It's After Hours, only on CyberStationUSA.com. We go behind the scenes, in between the sheets. Join me on the line, this young lady here. Well, a lot of big things are going on as she's traveling, she's shooting, she's working. Well, Vegas is basically her playground, as well as all other places. We'll see what happens with this virus, but hey, that's a whole different story, a different day. I give you the silver-haired goddess herself. I give you is Anastasia Lamora. So Anastasia, let's start off here with a big question: the hair. Usually, I see we've had brunettes, we've had blondes, we've had even girls who have striped colors. Never somebody as young as you with silver hair. So, why the silver hair? Like, what was the reason behind that? So let me ask, so all this is going on, and you've been shooting a lot for SCORE, and I got to know, what is that like when you get to go on set, and everything's taken care of? Makeup, you know, wardrobe, I'm guessing there's food, you know, it's not like, you know, an OnlyFans where you have to worry about, well, I'm here, and then I got to take care of all my stuff, I'm running around, my hair's a mess.
Depending on the theme of the film.
So all this is going on with you here, as we mentioned before, and I'm curious. We talk about score. That for you is a boon. You also have your OnlyFans. You have a lot of other projects you work on. And how tough is it sometimes doing that when you're for OnlyFans or my fans or even your clips for sale? You're in charge of that by yourself. I mean, so you have to worry about getting a photographer, getting lighting, getting a camera, making sure everything's all set. You got to take care of your makeup. I mean, people think it's easy. I'm just shooting my own stuff, but how much time does it? Made you want to be in the adult industry? Because at times people love it. Oh, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But let's face it, it's you're putting yourself out there. You're basically naked, which for a lot of people, that's a scary ass thing to do. Like for you, what was it about this industry that you went, okay, you know what? I'm going to hop on the bad foot and do a good thing.
Longer, be as successful in the industry.
If you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, we have it's Anastasia Lamour on the show. We're talking all things, of course, her score shoots, her philosophy, working on always making more money, all these her appearances here. How tough is it sometimes having a normal life? And let's face it, you go on, you know, you travel a lot because, hey, that's how it is. You're going from... Well, let me jump in because what I mean is also, I'll take it one step further. I mean, because you, besides the traveling, you're doing many vids, you're doing My Fans, you are on Twitter, you're tweeting stuff, you're sending out, posting Snapchat, doing Instagram. I mean, how tough is it to explain to people that when you think, oh, you're on your phone, you're screwing around? It's like, no, this is my business. My business is a 24/7 job that does not sleep. I need to do this or else I lose money at times. Just it takes Last question for let you go. You are one of these young ladies who have noticed is gaining quite a bit of steam, which means you get to are starting to get to for your own project choose men and women that you want to work with. You're the boss of your own basically company. So what do you look for, Ben? I mean, because you can have your pick of a litter from men and women who you want to work with or shoot with. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I give you the very beautiful, very gorgeous, and one of the hardest working young ladies in the business. I give you, it's Anastasia Lamora. Anastasia, before I let you go, where can the fans check you out at? Where is the Twitter page, Instagram, the website? How can the fans hit you up?
With me, and also I would say more than likely Twitter.
Anastasia L'Amour, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we are very happy to have her on the show. We come back. We got a whole lot more here, only on, it is After Hours, only on CyberStationUSA.com.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcasters' pages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo at CyberStationUSA.com.
Peter Anthony Holder here.
Well, here we are.
Yes, we're at the end of another year. 2018 is just around the corner, and 2017 is almost behind us.
So listen to this. Listen to this. Okay, listen.
Now, if you listen to the Stuff File program here on CyberStationUSA.com...
What's that man doing in my drawer?
...then you know that the world is filled with weird and or wacky people.
I said drug dealers, I said killers, and I said rapists.
And now, on with the opera.
There are stories on the Stuff File program that you loved, and some that you hated.
There is a very fine line between love and nausea.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg. In reality, despite all of the wackiness, and despite the doom and gloom that we often hear in the news,
the American dream is dead.
This time of the year is the time to reflect on all of the good in our lives and in the world around us.
I love Mexican people. I love China. I love the Saudis. I love my life. I'm really rich.
Sure, there are some people who just aren't happy at this time of year.
Well, I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
I just want them to suffer.
And perhaps they don't want to be around people.
Stay where you are. I prefer to handle this.
But we try our best to help them through it.
Snap out of it!
They're losers. They're just losers.
It's a glorious time to be alive. So regardless of your faith or beliefs, the best of the holiday season to you and yours.
I love Christmas. You go to stores now, you don't see the word Christmas. It says Happy Holidays all over. I say, where's Christmas? I tell my wife, don't go to those stores.
Yes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as well. From all of us here at the Stuff File Program and CyberStationUSA.com.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Just a moment, fruitcake.
Oh, yeah. And try not to eat too much fruitcake.
It was neatly done, sir. Indeed it was.
The new revolution in radio.
CyberStationUSA.com.
Americans are united in sending one message.
Goodwill to be with this man.
I will do my best to represent my nation.
We have an extra now. Really looks good.
This is the evolution of radio.
We are more integrated now than at any other point in the history of the human race.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to It's After Hours, only on CyberStationUSA.com. We go behind the scenes in between the sheets. Now, join me on the line. We are very excited to have this petite little blonde here who already is starting to just turn people on, turn people's heads, make people get whiplash and going, damn, she's a fine looking young lady. I give you the sexy, the beautiful, the innocent, but yet don't mess with her. She's a little badass. I give you Arya Banks. Arya, so I'm looking all around here, and what is it like now when you're new into the business almost in a sense, and yet you're being, you know, people are already talking, hiring you. I mean, you have Naughty America, you're on Brazzers' wish list, you're on Teen Skeet. I mean, these are big companies here. What is that like when you could basically just know the top company's going, all right, she's on our wish list. We need her on speed dial. She is a, you know, a go-to girl because she just kicks ass in every scene.
Well, I'd like them to contact me. That'd be nice. Also, the industry right now it could be a while before I shoot for any of these companies that I want to shoot for, especially these higher profile companies, because the industry actually just shut down yesterday because of coronavirus. So a lot of shoots are canceled. A lot of companies aren't shooting. And the companies that you mentioned are definitely some of those companies.
So for you then, how do you go about then? I mean, how much is this now about, all right, I have my OnlyFans, I can shoot my own stuff, and you have to get a bit creative because you're trying to keep clean, keep healthy, but at the same time, hustle, make some money.
Well, it's 100% about right now making content and doing camming and things like that, just solely for survival. Like, I have to make money still, I still have to eat, I still have bills, I still have rent, like all of these things, just because work, you can't go to work because of coronavirus, doesn't mean that all of your responsibilities just stop, so you have to figure out how to make ends meet.
So how tough is that when you're doing camming? Because, let's face it, it's like having a conversation with 8 different little puppy dogs at once, multiply that by 5, times it by 10, because everybody's going, oh, can we talk? It's like, all right, please, people, one at a time here. Not all 50 of you ask me how my day is going, and please show your tatas. I mean, how do you get somewhat, control of a chat room when everybody's trying to get your attention at once?
So I have a copy and paste in message. Well, usually I started with asking them to donate to my Venmo in the chat. Now I tell them to subscribe to my OnlyFans. So I'll send a copy and message, like, I'll just copy your piece, like, hi, you should subscribe to my OnlyFans. And if they don't subscribe to my OnlyFans, then they continue to message me. I copy and paste another message out of my notes, which is, hi, if you would like to continue chatting, please make a donation to my Venmo. And some people get angry with me, I just block them. Some people will subscribe to OnlyFans and message me there. Some people just will Venmo me a little bit, message me. But most people just stop talking to me after that, after they realize that, time is money. And I am a sex worker, so if you're going to be watching my services, they're not going to be free.
So you do the chats, which is one way to make money. You also do OnlyFans. And so how do you do that when, as you said, you're trying to play, conservative here. You're trying not to get people. You have no idea who has coronavirus. Might be nobody. Might be a bunch of people. How do you figure it out, and how do you do it when, let's face it, testing costs money. It's not like you can just go into a testing center and go, oh, can I get a free test? And like, yep, we'll check everything from the STDs, the coronavirus. That costs. So how do you schedule talent or even get people to shoot when you want to make sure that they're safe and clean of everything?
Right. So there's not even enough tests for coronavirus in the United States right now for everyone. So they're definitely not. As talents, as performers, we get tested every 2 weeks. So there's definitely not enough coronavirus tests to go around and be testing people more than once. The coronavirus is not something that is on our list of things that we get tested for, unfortunately, just because there are not enough tests for it. However, we do test for everything else, like chlamydia, gonorrhea, AIDS, trichomoniasis, the whole round. But there's no real way of knowing who has coronavirus anyways. The best way to go about it is just strengthening your immune system, eating your vitamin C, eating your probiotics, staying healthy. That's all you can do to protect yourself.
Let's talk about you here, because I'm dying, because you've been on my wish list for a while. So what got you into this business? Like, what made you decide to hop on the bad foot and do the good thing and do it in front of on camera when most people are terrified of being naked, in public, let alone be on camera and doing, other things? Like, what was it about the industry that you decided to go, all right, I'm going to do this?
I don't know. I think I just maybe I really wanted to piss my parents off. Maybe. I don't know. I just wanted money. Like, I didn't feel like I should be doing something for free, you know, that I could make money doing. And I didn't want to be an escort because I was like, okay, well, that's dangerous. I could get kidnapped or something. But I knew I didn't like hookup culture. I don't like the fact that we go out and we go to bars and we hook up with a random person and do it all again next weekend. To me, that is so dirty. And, like, I mean, I don't judge anyone for their sexual experiences, but I don't understand how that person would not be considered slutty. But me, I'm considered slutty because I get paid for doing the exact same thing that every other girl does. The way that I see it, I don't want to do anything for free that I can get paid doing. So I feel like my body is worth something. I don't want to give it away for free. And porn was a way to, you know, healthily explore my sexuality, but also in a safe environment where everything's clean and professional and no one's going to take advantage of me or worse, like hurt me or give me an STD or get me pregnant. Like, it's professional and I make money, so... It's all positive to me. It's like, it makes more sense for me to do for than to not.
Thanks to your first scene ever. How nervous were you when, as you said, you want to make money, you want to, you know, do your own thing, you want to get paid for, you know, doing the bad thing, but it's one thing to do this and say this, and it's another thing to do it while all of a sudden you realize, holy crap, there's people watching me. There's a video camera here. It's going to be on the internet. Holy crap. Mr. Peterson, my fifth grade English teacher, is going to be watching this.
Yeah. I definitely thought about that. That was my initial thought process, I guess, for my first scene. But then after your first few scenes, like, you forget the camera is there. You totally forget. And honestly, it's kind of like a high. I enjoy the natural high from performing that you get from being watched. You have to challenge yourself and make yourself look better. You go that extra mile for the camera. So where you might not go that extra mile in your personal life, like, oh, I'm not going to ride on top of you for this long in my personal life, but on camera, you know, you become this whole new woman who is more powerful than you thought yourself to be, more stronger, more creative, and it pushes your personality and your creativity to its furthest reaches when you're on camera. That's why I like it. That's a lot.
So, as you said, you're now doing your own content. So you get to pick who you want. You get to pick the talent. You get to recruit people for this. What turns you on in girls and guys? Like, when you're going to be picking the kind of talent you want to work with, like, is there a certain kind of look? Is there a certain kind of, you know, build? I mean, what do you look for in terms of getting turned on by men and women?
I guess the best way to put it is, like, instead of looking for a certain type, I actually am the opposite way, and I look for variety. I don't want to have a type. I don't want it to look like I have any certain... I don't want the people who have my content to be like, oh, I'm going to watch her do the same exact thing in the same exact place. Then there's no value to it as a marketable... product. You can't market the same thing over and over again, so you have to change it up. So I like to do girls and guys. I like to do girls who are older than me. I like to do girls that are the same age as me. I like to dominate girls. I like girls to dominate me. I like to dominate men. I like men to turn around and dominate me. I like to do different plots and scenarios with different guys, different girls, of all different ages and all different ethnicities. I think that's what makes performing in this industry so beautiful, is that you get to connect with so many different people.
All right, now how tough is it dominating people when you're this tiny little thing? I mean, you look like somebody putting like a pouch and just carry around here. So how tough is it when you're working with some of these older women who are probably 5-6 inches taller, have 20-30 pounds on you, and you know, you're trying to dominate them, but it just looks weird because you're this 5'1", maybe 90-pound young lady, and some of these women look like they're old enough to be your mother.
Yeah, mainly with MILF, the MILFs always dominate me because that's my thing. I like it when a MILF will dominate me. I love MILF. but I mainly dominate men. Sometimes I'll turn around and dominate a woman, but I've only done that a few times. But I have, what makes it easier to help me get into that alter ego is I have a pair of 8-inch leather heels, like, that are boots. You need to get the feet thigh-high and the knee-high ones if you want to look extra awesome. Those are good. Lots of leather, whips, like, just in, like, dark makeup, dark clothes. Get into that, like, get into that headspace. Get into that alter ego where you can really play that character of a Satan. And just enjoy it, I guess. Instead of trying to fight it, just ride with it. Like, if you feel nervous to, like, spank them, they're honestly probably going to like it. You spank them, you see them smile, you spank them harder. And you see them wince a little bit, and they laugh, but then they still smile. So, you know, it's all about, you know, testing boundaries, open communication, and just really being, trying to be comfortable in the moment is how to, like, especially, like, with girls like me who don't feel that comfortable dominating. Like, I'm more comfortable being a submissive than a dominant. So it's, for people who are uncomfortable in that, it's best just be present and be in the moment and take it one step at a time and see, you know, what the other person enjoys.
How tough is it sometimes having normalcy? When I say normalcy, like, you know, regular, you know, life, regular time off, when, let's face it, you're as busy and demand young lady. You are shooting content. You're, you know, working out of a gym. You're on your social media pages. You're my fans. All this. How tough is it to have friends who understand, like, this is a business. This is a 24/7 business. You know, when you're on your phone, it's not like you're just goofing around, you know, just checking your tweets. You're literally just working so that this business of yours can grow, despite the fact you're competing with other, you know, hundreds of other performers at the same time.
Yeah, that's why a lot of my friends are in the industry themselves, because really in the, we call it the civilian world, in the civilian world, like, even having sex for money is something that's so taboo. So if you can't even break out of that first taboo, your perspective on literally everything else in my life is going to be skewed, because that's what I do for money. That's how I make my money. And if that's not something you think should have money made off of, and you don't understand how something that is so personal and so intimate could also be casual and business and professional, if you can't make that bridge or see that bridge, you won't be able to understand why I do all of the other things that I do. Our mindsets are just off. Now, some of my friends who even, like, I've lost friends because I do this. I've had people say they don't want to be friends with me anymore because they don't want me around their boyfriends. They don't want me around their kids. They don't want me around their husbands, whatever. Daughters, whatever. They don't want me around because I'm a bad influence or whatever. But I guess the people in my life from before that aren't, you know, my sex worker friends, just, like, normal friends that I've had in the past, the only thing I can do is to educate them and, like, let them know, yeah, I'm not on my phone because I'm sticking around and not wanting to pay attention to you. I am literally working 24/7. I teach them about what marketing is like, what building your brand is like, and they're interested. Like, you know, they want to know. They're like, wow, this world of porn is so, like, something they never thought of. They never thought they would be close to it. They never thought they would get an inside look at it. So they're all very curious. So the best thing to do is just educate people on, you know, sex workers and, you know, how what we do and the difference we make and what it takes to make a living.
Last question, I'll let you go. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are very proud to have Miss Arya Banks on the show. What are the goals, I guess, for this year? I mean, hopefully this virus is cleaned up within the next 2 months and people start going back to work, or even, I'm hoping, quicker. But, like, what's the 6-month plan, the 12-month plan? Like, what do you want to do? Like, when can we start maybe expecting you to branch out, do more, whether it's feature dancing, whether it's feature movies? Like, what are, I guess, are your goals for being in the industry this next short term and long term?
Well, I'd say my goals with the industry are definitely feature dancing. That's one thing that I've been wanting to do for a long time because I started off dancing. And I'll always support the club. I'll always support dancers. Like, that's where I came from. Like, dancing will all, it's kind of a lost art. You know, not many people go to the clubs anymore because, you know, there is support now. That's kind of why I jumped over. And I was like, well, you can't beat them, join them, you know. But I will always support dancing, and I will always love to dance and want to dance. And I want to bring the beauty of dancing kind of back into the world and bring, like, you know, that entertainment aspect of it. Like, okay, yes, you can see me have sex on the internet. You can see my body naked on the internet. But you cannot get a live performance on the internet. You cannot see the beauty I make on the stage on the internet. I want people to realize that. That there's so much beauty in this art form that has been practiced for literally thousands of years, like the art of seduction. And we're letting it die because we think that it's so easily accessible on the internet when it's not safe. I would love to see more interesting porn. I don't want the regular narrative. I want to branch off into, like, more artsy stuff. I want to make more like make it look like vintage films or have, like, you know, have it just be really romantic, or I just want it to look different. I don't want it to look the same as all the regular forms, like, oh, we got a girl in denim shorts in a tank top, we're gonna oil up her ass and fuck her on a white couch with bright lights all around her. I don't like that. I want it to be different. Maybe go put her in, like, a field of flowers and, like, a long white dress. Or maybe we started off at the nightclub and we fuck her in the bathroom. Like, you know, change it up. That's another thing too. Like, I want to start directing my own scenes after I do feature dancing. I want to direct my own scenes and bring something completely unseen to porn.
Once again, it's Aria Banks, XXX at Twitter, twitter.com/AriaBanks XXX. I know your fans, you have tons of fans there on Twitter. When can we see your own website? When is that going to be something that we could see maybe down the line?
I'd say within the next 6 months, possibly even next 3 months. I'll be doing, I will have my own site, but I will be doing affiliate programs, so it kind of will be my own site, where I can put up all the videos that I've ever been in and all the videos that I make and all the videos that I ever will make.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I give you once again Ms. Wright. As I said, she's beautiful, adorable, but, well, she is as sharp as a tack, and you know, watch out. She's going to be a player in this industry. I give you the beautiful Aria Banks. Aria, before I let you go, where can the fans check you out? Where is the, besides the Twitter page, where is the OnlyFans? Where is the cam? Where can fans hit you up at?
My OnlyFans is the same as my Twitter. It's Aria Banks XXX, and can message me on there and see all my great content. I'm working on getting my Instagram back. My Instagram was The Real Aria Banks. Hopefully they'll give that back. That was just deleted yesterday. Everybody go email Instagram and tell them to give it back.
Aria Banks, ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to have her on the show. We come back, we got a whole lot more only on It's After Hours on CyberStationUSA.com.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyberstation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
Radio.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Peter Anthony Holder here.
Well, here we are.
Yes, we're at the end of another year. 2018 is just around the corner and 2017 is almost behind us.
So listen to this. Listen to this. Okay, listen.
Now, if you listen to the Stuff File program here on CyberStationUSA.com...
What's that man doing in my drawer?
...then you know that the world is filled with weird and or wacky people.
I said drug dealers, I said killers, and I said rapists.
And now, on with the opera.
There are stories on the Stuff File program that you loved, and some that you hated.
There is a very fine line between love and nausea.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg. In reality, despite all of the wackiness, and despite the doom and gloom that we often hear in the news,
the American dream is dead.
This time of the year is the time to reflect on all of the good in our lives and in the world around us.
I love Mexican people. I love China. I love the Saudis. I love my life. I'm really rich.
Sure, there are some people who just aren't happy at this time of year.
Well, I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
I just want them to suffer.
And perhaps they don't want to be around people.
Stay where you are. I prefer to handle this.
But we try our best to help them through it.
Snap out of it!
They're losers. They're just losers.
It's a glorious time to be alive. So regardless of your faith or beliefs, the best of the holiday season to you and yours.
I love Christmas. You go to stores now, you don't see the word Christmas. It says Happy Holidays all over. I say, where's Christmas? I tell my wife, don't go to those stores.
Yes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as well. From all of us here at the Stuff File Program and CyberStationUSA.com.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Just a moment, fruitcake.
Oh, yeah. And try not to eat too much fruitcake.
It was neatly done, sir. Indeed it was.
The new revolution in radio.
CyberStationUSA.com.
Americans are united in sending one message.
Goodwill to the people of this land.
I will do my best to represent my nation.
We have an extra now. Really looks good.
This is the evolution of radio.
We are more integrated now than at any other point in the history of the human race.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to It's After Hours, only on CyberStationUSA.com. We go behind the scenes and between the sheets. And now join me on the line, this young lady here. Well, there's a lot of big things going on. When you have a toy line, when you have a mini vids, when you have... My fans are all over the place. Well, you rarely have time to breathe, but she's come up for air to talk about that and a whole lot more. I give you once again the sexy, the beautiful, the petite little powerhouse herself. I give you, it's Kimberly Chi. So, Kimberly, let's start off here with this new toy. So, you have your own toy, which means you got to promote it. You got to, you know, test it out. You got to do all this stuff here with it. What is a toy? Where can fans get it? And how did this all come about, you getting your own toy in the first place?
So, how I got my toy in the first place was through my publicist. Ken recommended me to speak to this man that I was offering this toy deal. And the toy is a 3D stroker. It has three different vibrational settings, and it also has my voice on it, and it feels really real. So, it's awesome. And it's really easy to charge. It's USB, so... plug it into the lawn, and then you're done, and it charges within an hour, and it lasts for about 8 hours. And, it was totally unexpected. I didn't think I was going to get the toy deal, but ever since I got it, a lot of people have been buying it, and they love it. And it also comes with a heating rod. So if they want to feel that warm sensation, they could just stick the heating rod in there for a couple of seconds, and boom. It feels just like a real pussy.
So how tough is it when you get these toys in terms of you want to market it, you want to make sure that it's authentic, and you want to make sure that you're not just grabbing the first piece of crap and we're going, oh, yeah, I'm attaching my name. Because as somebody said, when you do any product placement, whether it's a soda, whether it's a toy, whether it's cologne, it's your name. You know, you're putting your name on this and going, yep, I endorse it. So how much do you, like, you know, test this out, do your research, and go, okay, I want to make sure it's not just something that, you know, first time somebody tries it, it might electrocute them.
Yeah, so I actually tried it on my finger. And, I knew it was going to be right because it felt nice and tight. It felt really good inside. It felt like a real vagina. The vibration. vibrations weren't too intense and you could control it, so it was perfect. But yeah, it didn't shock me, and all my fans have seemed to be alive still, and they're alive to tell me that it still works good.
So what else has been going on with you? Because the toy is now, as you said, you have your toy, so that's pretty good. I know you have your website up here, which is Kimberly, once again, Kimberly Chi, that's C-H-I plus XXX.com. What else has been going on with you? Because a lot, I know you just come out for AVN, so... So what else sort of in the books? You know, you're creating everything here. What do you have planned, I'll say, for the next couple of months in terms of doing your own stuff? Because as you said, many vids have taken off. I know you do a lot of work. You shoot your own stuff, which you like to do. When should we expect more vids? I mean, when should we expect more clips so that you can do your own kind of debauchery?
I have like a lot of new content that is actually coming out throughout the month, because I've actually shot this like futuristic VR gamer experience, and then I also did I did one based on kind of reality. You know, I've always had that fantasy about like calling an escort to come and see me, so like. So I have that, and then also I have my shows that are coming out, which is Exotica. So I'm going to have Meet and Greet the Fans. It's going to be in Chicago. It's going to be April 17th, I believe, through the
19th. Okay. Yeah. So I won't get on... Let's talk about the shooting itself. As you said, you have your own brand of what you like. You have your own brand of what you find attractive. So when you're shooting, when you're picking the talent, girls or guys, like, what do you look for? Is there a certain look? Is there a certain attitude? Like, what turns you on when you're working with girls and with guys?
I love it when they have really good chemistry and they're very passionate. So that's really important to me. Looks don't really matter, because some people can have like the best looks in the fucking world and have like the shittiest personality, which makes them look ugly. So, to me, it's all about personality.
So Kimberly, about good personality. Like, so who has good personality? Like, what people have you worked with that you went, they get it, they understand, they just know how to make me feel wonderful? Give me some of your favorite people you've enjoyed working with over the years.
Camilla Moore is one of my favorites that I've worked with. I've made her come like so many different times. And we had just some amazing, outrageous scenes together. But we did it on our personal time. So we would create our own content, and like we would be out in the open. And we would just have so much fun. We'd be in Hawaii or New York, and we'll just have the times of our lives and kind of inspire other fans to be open and to doing some fun stuff.
So how much do you enjoy that part of what you do in terms of, as you said, I'm looking at your profile, and you call yourself this hippie/traveler/film actress. How much do you enjoy sometimes the voyeurism, where it's you're doing stuff in public, you're doing something that's naughty, but you're doing something where there's that thrill of, well, they might catch us, we're doing this here, but you know, it's the thrill of pulling it off, let's say,
yeah,
there's something.
Like, the thrill of like being like just kind of like nervous, but also enjoying the moment. You just feel these tingling feelings in like your body, which feels just amazing. I don't know, there's just something about it. I was just thinking about my first experience having sex right out in the open. And this is way before I started in the porn industry. And this was with one of my girlfriends that I had met through another guy friend, right? But she wanted to invite me over for a date with her boyfriend. So she had told her boyfriend, we were like, you know, right in front of the beach, you know, sitting on the bench, embracing the beauty of it. The next thing you know, we noticed that her boyfriend was getting kind of horny. So my friend was like, would you like to suck his dick? And I'm like, this is like my first time. I don't know how this is going to be like, but sure. And, like, I did, and, like, she had held, like, the jacket right in front of us, so she can hide, like, what's going on so no one would see. And then next thing you know, he wanted to slip it inside me, so I was like, okay. And I was kind of nervous, but I was enjoying it at the same time, which felt so amazing. And then next thing you know, the girlfriend starts trying to eat my pussy, and then we noticed that there was, like, so many people that are like, okay, we'll just take it home. And then we just ended up taking it home. And then they end up sleeping over. And that was, like, my first experience ever.
With many vids we've talked about, you get to now do anything you want. You get to shoot everything you want, do whatever you want. And that's the benefit of, you know, as you said, the performer is being in charge of her own stuff. With that said, what do you want to do? I mean, because it's now 2020. You've been in this for a couple years now, the business. You've made a lot of contacts. You've done a lot of things. What do you want to do? I mean, now that you're starting to tinker around, you're doing your own stuff, like, what are some of the kinkier things that you haven't done yet that you want to do on many vids for your own self?
There was this goal that I've always wanted to do. I always wanted to work for Penthouse. I've worked for Playboy TV, and I've worked for major companies that I've always wanted to work with, which was Evil Angel, Joanna Angel. And now the fact that I get to work for Penthouse is the best feeling in the world, because I used to watch a lot of Penthouse movies all the time. I used to always order their magazines and look at them when I was using the restroom, you know. And now the fact that I'm in this position where I can be able to work with them is the best feeling in the world. It's gold.
Tell us about Joanna Angel and working with her, because anybody who sees your pictures, who's a big fan of yours, knows that you are tattooed. You have the nearly half a sleeve on both arms. You have the wings in the back. You have them on your legs. And for years, that was a no-no. You don't do tattoos. Too much tattoos means something pretty bad in porn. So for you, for shooting with Joanna Angel, somebody who was a trendsetter, somebody who basically changed the way that the industry viewed tattoos, what was that like shooting the first time for her company and working with somebody who, you can argue, broke barriers?
It really opened my eyes, because I know that in society nowadays, you know, some girls get insecure about, you know, having tattoos and not getting enough work, but Joanna Angel is one of my idols. She has worked so hard to get all of these tattoo people to work together and to be able to showcase their talent and how much they enjoy having sex and how much they are as the same people that don't have tattoos. Still have, you know, they still have these, you know, passionate chemistry when it does come up to having sex. So she had really inspired me to really be myself and still showcase my talents to the world and still show that, you know, even if you do have tattoos, doesn't mean that you can truly express yourself in having sex, you know? So, but I just had the best time. It was cool. Like, you know, the way that they would set up, like, you know, our shoes and stuff. Like, when they had us, like, you know, do, you know how when you do the intro and stuff, we had, like, really good plots for it. And they were funny. And they were cute. And then ever since I did work for her, and that's when my career blew off. Like, that's when people started realizing that I'm really good at what I do, and they love that I'm petite and tiny, and they love my unique tattoos. And at first, I didn't think that they were going to ever give me work, because people said, oh, the more tattoos you have, you know, the less work you get. But ever since that I started to build my own brand, then that was when I realized that the sky was the limit, that I can be able to able to relate to all these fans that love girls that have tattoos. And, you know, and these fans, they're amazing, and they make me feel great about myself, regardless if I decided to get more tattoos or not. Because, you know, I've seen Joanna Angel, you know, she's won awards. You know, and that goes to show that, you know, it's not what people think it is when it comes up to people with tattoos. You know, everybody has their own preference. And there's always a little bit of something for everyone.
If you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we got Kimberly Chi here on the show. We're talking all things, of course, Many Viz. We're talking her toy line, as once again, this young lady here is going to be all over the place 2020, whether it's Exotica, whether it's, of course, even X-Biz Awards, Avian Awards, all this going on here with this young lady here. How tough is it sometimes, though, balancing all this so that you have time for everything? And what I mean that is, you yourself are an adult performer, which means you're in charge of your business. You have your website, you have your OnlyFans, Many Vids, you have cam shows here, you have Dream, I'm looking at your website here, you have Sex Panther, you have Cam With Me, so you, that's a 24/7 job right there. How do you avoid...
Yeah, it surely is, and it's a fun job, you know, taking that extra 5 minutes to, you know, an hour just to create something for my fans is a wonderful feeling, because I get to go back and look at what I did and masturbate to it and have a good day. But, like, that's the thing about me. I've always, always loved watching porn when I was younger. And now the fact that I can create my own porn with all the people that I've always wanted to work with, you know, it's the best feeling in the world. And it's fun, because when you actually get compliments from your fans and they tell you all these good stories about how I've made them felt, like, it's a wonderful feeling. You know, I inspire fans every day, because I not only just post about, you know, my scenes or whatever. I post about inspirational quotes, about health, and about, you know, how to basically be comfortable with yourself when it does come up to opening up yourself to someone sexually. You know, because I know that there's so many fans that have so many sexual fantasies that they want to explore. And I like to help them out with that. I like to give them some advice. Kind of show them how it's done.
How tough is it, Vovo, especially for somebody like yourself, when you're in charge of your own business, you as you said, you're always hustling, you're always working, you're always shooting. When do you find time to have, let's say, Kim time, whether it's hanging out with friends, hanging out with family, having those moments where it's like, all right, I just want to have a day off so I can recharge the batteries, not have to answer everything, not have to, you know, do this, that, and other, just have a, let's say, my own me time where it's Netflix and chill, and then, you know, recharge the batteries when, if you go sometimes 24 hours without a tweet, without a text, people are starting to freak out. If you don't post stuff about your upcoming scene, people are freaking out. How do you find time to unwind and have time to the other half so that you're not just running yourself into the ground?
How I do that is I like to meditate, and I like to go to the beach, and I love to cook. But for some apparent reason, I'm always thinking about sex. So, I don't know, it's so funny, because, like, you know, like, the things that I do every day, I always involve myself in either making content, while I'm cooking, or when I'm up or something, but those are the things that I like to do. I like to read as well, you know, because I really want to have a farm as well. So I've been reading about, you know, how to manage a farm and how to make a profitable amount of money to have a farm. And I know that when I do have a farm, I'm going to make a lot of content there too as well. But yeah, that's how I manage to be able to kind of, you know, get away from it. But it's kind of hard because I love what I do, so I'm always like making content and sharing it with the world, and I think that's what makes me the top 10 seller on OnlyFans. So
know, it's a part of my life, and that is what actually makes me feel great, is to be able to reply back to my fans and let them know that, you know, I have more coming, or to let them know that I have custom videos that I can make for them, because there's always fans that love custom videos, and I love making custom videos. You know, there's a lot of, like, my fantasies that I fulfill through making videos. So I'm glad that I can be able to get paid and have the chance to do that.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we are proud to have on the show one of the top young adult performers in the business, whether it's shooting for companies or shooting for herself. And, well, 2020 is going to be a breakout year for even bigger things. I guarantee it. I give you the sexy, the beautiful, but the hardest working hippie in the business, I give you Miss Kimberly Chi. Kimberly, before I let you go, once again, where can the fans check you out at? Where is the Twitter page, Instagram, the website? Like, where can the fans hit you up at?
Well, they can find me on my Twitter, which is Kimberly Chi, C-H-I-3-X. Or they can find me on my Instagram under Kimberly Chi 420X. And then also on my website under Kimberly Chi, C-H-I-I-X-X.com. And that's where they can find all my products, all the things that I'm selling, and also they can find me on Pornhub if they want to, you know about all the scenes that I did. It's all in there as well. And what else? Oh yeah, my OnlyFans, OnlyFans.com/KimberlyChiXXX.
Kimberly Chi, ladies.
Thanks that they can find me.
Kimberly Chi, ladies and gentlemen, once again, one of the hardest working hippies in the adult industry, and you've got to check her out. She can't miss. But when we come back, we got Mackenzie Lee and a whole lot more here only on After Hours on CyberStationUSA.com.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at Cameo at CyberStationUSA.com.
Peter Anthony Holder here.
Well, here we are.
Yes, we're at the end of another year. 2018 is just around the corner, and 2017 is almost behind us.
So listen to this. Listen to this. Okay, listen.
Now, if you listen to the Stuff File program here on CyberStationUSA.com...
What's that man doing in my drawer?
...then you know that the world is filled with weird and or wacky people.
I said drug dealers, I said killers, and I said rapists.
And now, on with the opera.
There are stories on the Stuff File program that you loved, and some that you hated.
There is a very fine line between love and nausea.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg. In reality, despite all of the wackiness, and despite the doom and gloom that we often hear in the news,
the American dream is dead.
This time of the year is the time to reflect on all of the good in our lives and in the world around us.
I love Mexican people. I love China. I love the Saudis. I love my life. I'm really rich.
Sure, there are some people who just aren't happy at this time of year.
Well, I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
I just want them to suffer.
And perhaps they don't want to be around people.
See where you are. I prefer to handle this Leon.
But we try our best to help them through it.
Snap out of it!
They're losers. They're just losers.
It's a glorious time to be alive. So regardless of your faith or beliefs, the best of the holiday season to you and yours.
I love Christmas. You go to stores now, you don't see the word Christmas. It says Happy Holidays all over. I say, where's Christmas? I tell my wife, don't go to those stores.
Yes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as well. From all of us here at the Stuff File Program and CyberStationUSA.com.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Just a moment, fruitcake.
Oh, yeah. And try not to eat too much fruitcake.
It was neatly done, sir. Indeed it was.
The new revolution in radio.
CyberStationUSA.com.
Americans are united in sending one message.
We will compete with this man.
I will do my best to represent my nation.
We have a picture now. It really looks good.
This is the evolution of radio.
We are more integrated now than at any other point in the history of the human race.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.